www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
Crossroads of everything political and creating buzz across this great country. How are you, America? Kate Delaney, ATN. What a week it's been so far, and we're just barely into it. Most of what we're all talking about, it, at least now, if we're honest, is this congressman in Missouri who is certainly set himself apart in what looked to be a pretty good race for him. He looked like he had a chance to unseat Senator Claire McCaskill. He was jumping from being a congressman to a senator seemingly almost overnight. However, Todd Akin may find himself alone with some very chilly friends that have R's emblazoned on their chests, let's say. The Republican Party doesn't want anything to do with Todd Akin, and I mean nobody. A couple of quick calls to some folks in D.C. today, and I really could not find very many people that were going to support him. Now, to be fair, as a legislator, his whole deal is he has a record on abortion that is very different from most of the other Republicans in the House who have looked at restricting abortion rights as one of their top priorities. This was definitely at the top of his agenda. And the other thing, of course, and most of the reason why issues like immigration, abortion, and a whole bunch of other things have been thrown in a box is because of what's happened to our finances in this country, the whole fiscal crisis and heading over the cliff and whatnot, and fighting the federal deficit and what's happening there. So here you have Akin in a good spot to knock off Claire McCaskill, the Democrat who's having a little trouble in Missouri, has supporters, but still is worried about footing there. And he actually was ahead in the polls almost by double digits until he went on TV. There is something about prepping and people around you who help you prep. Isn't that why they pay all that money to all those PR people? So he didn't have the right PR people. And he talked about legitimate rape. Using that word was what sunk him big time in this Missouri race, as somehow they were going to, you know, you'd be able to prevent pregnancy if you were raped. And the measure that Akin has pushed, an anti-abortion measure that was once sponsored by him, that included an exemption that was made for victims of forcible rape, then the word was later removed, was always sticky in the first place. But then to say what he said, and we don't have to constantly go over the language. I think by now, unless you're living under a rock, you know the story about Akin, and you know what he said. So Romney, Karl Rove, who has a lot of money ties, a lot of the super PAC money comes from Karl Rove and connections, and anybody past Republicans, or meaning past in the game Republicans who still have some sway, and those currently in Washington are saying, forget about it. You know, forget about it. This guy can't come to the convention. He's not going to get any money, and he can't win this. He can't win this Missouri election for Senate now because of it. So a lot of people are furious with him because he would have been a huge boost on the other side. He would have been a big boost for sure. And Rentz Priebus, who's the chairman of the Republican National Committee, absolutely said, you know, hey, you know, he is not someone we're supporting. He was wrong in what he said, absolutely. and he has no spot any longer he's on his own. He has no spot in our book to try to help him win this race. So there were a lot of things that have fallen out as a result of it. There have been discussions on, you know, the whole idea of what he was saying when he was saying legitimate rape, and people are revisiting Roe v. Wade and when that kicked in 1973, and, you know, the no exceptions thing isn't anything new, but it's not heavily embraced. And it was what he said in front of it that really, really sunk him, and to the point of no return, unless the people of Missouri step forward. And when they vote, no matter how close it is, whatever, if they vote to put him in and to knock out Claire McCaskill, which it really did look like there was a great chance of that happening, now the odds are not so good at this point, not so good. So coming up later, we'll talk about more reaction to Aiken. And the layup question is, once the party isn't backing you at all, I mean at all, do you, at this point, do you step aside? Do you just, because of the pressure, do you fall back? He's saying no, he's not going to do it. But at some point, is there just no way around this? Because you have to have friends in politics. And if not the people in the party, you definitely have to have constituents who are going to vote for you. You'd have to have Ron Paul-like numbers, which he doesn't have. And he doesn't have that in his background and the people in Missouri, unless things change. So the Republican chances very much changed as a result of what Aiken said, seemingly innocently, on a show, on a local show in St. Louis, Missouri. He had no idea. It's like one of those moments when he leaves the studio, the television studio, he has no idea what he said that has set off a firestorm that he just can't put back in a box. Can't do it. Coming up the rest of the way here on America Tonight, we're going to tell you about Diana Nyad's dream. She has done this so many times where she's trying to swim from Cuba to Florida through the Strait of Florida, actually, and it just has gotten much more difficult. And can you imagine, first of all, can you imagine thinking you could do this? And she's a swimmer of note, so it's not that she can't swim this. She's an Olympic swimmer, a former Olympic swimmer, but she's in her 60s. And what she's encountering in these waters, you wonder, this time it falls off for her again, where she can't make it, not even almost halfway, but can't quite get there. You wonder, at what point do you say, you know what, man, I have gotten back up on this horse. I have tried it decade after decade. And I've thought about this since I was a kid. I have wanted to do this, but I'm just going to have to call it quits. I just can't do it. And why I think she should call it quits, I'm going to tell you why I think she should, coming up on the flip side.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Madonna, man, that takes you back to the 80s. You know, big hair, shoulder pads, MTV. Where's MTV now? It's still on the air. I can't tell you the last time I saw MTV. In fact, I was thinking about this the other day. There's other sources. Everybody just downloads, you know, what they want now. If you want to look at funny, hilarious videos, you go on YouTube. Even some bands are cutting their teeth on YouTube or flopping up videos on YouTube. So if you've got a video, I guess it still goes on MTV, or does it go on the other one, VH1? Matt, you probably answer this question better than me. Do you watch music videos anymore? He's silent. He's like,
I don't even know if there are music videos anymore.
I don't. That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know where I'd find them. That's for sure.
I know that. Some bands seriously put things on YouTube because people go to YouTube and you have the connection on your phone. So what they'll do is, I know that bands that are trying to break, like from Seattle or even Minneapolis, or they go to South by Southwest in Austin, which is the big music festival, they'll do their video thing and flop it up on YouTube. But traditional ways of doing it, I don't know if a lot of people still watch either one of those channels.
There's not a lot of channels that actually play videos anymore, so I think it's kind of hard to find out. I don't know. I don't know if there's a market for it, really, because everyone does it online. So I don't know.
So why would you do it? Because you could just. It is an interesting question. We'll have to have someone on from the music business to talk about that. Because what is it? You know, what do you do now? It used to be that. I mean, that's how Madonna and Sting and, you know, think of the people in the 80s, how they really broke out. Everybody was watching those stations, Michael Jackson, whoever, and it was all about the money that they pumped into music videos, that helped them push their name out there even more, and whatever record they were promoting, and whatever concert, all that stuff was attached to it. But Matt's right. I think now it's like teen pregnancy, or, you know, meaning there's like a show called Teens Being Pregnant or whatever it is, some reality show, a lot of reality shows and stuff on MTV and VH1 or movies and other things. But I don't think that you don't see music videos. They're not featured. In fact, the whole VJ thing, and who were the last of the big MTV DJ VJs? You would think, I'm trying to think, one late night guy, Carson, is the only one that I can even come up with of note now, who's Carson Daly, who still has a show, and he does talk about music, and he does have musicians on, but it's not what it was or what he was doing before. I bet you Diana Nyad remembers MTV and music videos. She's that endurance swimmer that really wants to make it across the Straits of Florida, and her bid to do it this time around ended on Tuesday morning after jellyfish stings. That's what stopped her. That's what I was holding out on you. Jellyfish stings and a lightning storm took her off course. She was in the water. Check this out. She was in the water for 60 hours. And her face, you talk about jellyfish stings, her lips are giant. She looks like those women in Hollywood that pay thousands of dollars to have their lips pumped up like Melanie Griffith. I mean, awful, though. And all her whole face is all peely. I get dreams and reaching for the brass ring, but how many times do you put yourself through this situation where you decide, you know what, I can't do this feat. I can't do this. I have other things of note that I've accomplished that have me in record books and people know my name. And this is just one of those things where I'm 62 years old now and the risks are just too great. I mean, her face was so swollen, it was crazy. That many hours, I mean, it's so dangerous. And it's a monumental feat. If she achieved it, of course, it would be huge. But the letdown, you know, wanting that accomplishment, but the constant letdown of doing it over and over again, you know, she's tried it like 4 times. I would think at some point you just got to cut your losses and say, yeah, this is it. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm competitive, but I gotta bail on this. I get to Cuba, things are looking good, and I'm heading toward the Keys. I'm trying to get over the Straits of Florida, and I just can't get there because the amount of jellyfish in those waters, plus trying to keep the sharks away from her. That's the first thing that clicked in my head. We just had Shark Week that was on the Discovery Channel, and I'm thinking, are you kidding? You're like shark bait. All those people that try to cross from Cuba, desperately trying to swim, get in any makeshift boat, trying to swim to shore, and if they can just get on shore, then they'll be able to stay. Think of what they risk. Think of the amount of people that were killed by sharks. They don't always talk about that, but trust me, there's a significant amount. And she's willingly swimming it, and they're trying to keep sharks away from her. Oh, how do you do it, you know? And with the jellyfish things. So I like to say America Tonight is definitely a mixture of this and that. It's kind of like we're cooking, right? A little pepper, a little salt, a little paprika. She's the paprika in this equation, right? The pepper is Aiken, who will not step aside. I think the best phone call that Mitt Romney could have gotten during the day was, hey, guess what? He's out. Aiken's decided he's out. He's stepping out. He's not gonna be a problem in Missouri anymore because he's not running for that seat. Because as long as he stays around, he's always in the background. It's a dark cloud for now. And the people in Missouri are talking this up a storm. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on this, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE.
52-83. I mean, you got to, if we jump back to NIAID for a second, you got to give her credit for sticking to her guns. You know, a highlight says it's that attitude and determination that makes the Olympians. It is that determination that makes you an endurance swimmer that made her career, because she refused to give up. But I think there is that point where now it's just too, she'll end up being a tasty morsel for a shark eventually, or if she tries it again, something else could happen to her. You think of the other things in that water when she tries to make that crossing at 62, the dangers are, extreme. She has a team with her, and there's people there. Certainly she's not by herself. All right, I got to mention this because, as I said, we're kind of mixing up a couple of different things, and then we're at the tail end of the show, we'll bounce to your thoughts. A lot of you sending in emails about Aiken, of course, and a few other things that we've mixed up on in the conversation in the last couple of shows. But this may be one of the strangest things that I read early in the morning. I got a link to this from somebody in L.A. There's a referee from Los Angeles who was arrested Tuesday in New York City on a felony warrant charging her with killing her husband in April. So check this out. She bludgeoned him allegedly to death with a coffee mug. She's well known on the tennis circuit. Her name is Lois Goodman. She's been a referee for a long time. She was going to do the U.S. Open, so she was the main referee at the U.S. Open. And instead, the second she lands in New York, they cuff her. They arrest this 70-year-old lady in her tennis gear and say, she's being charged with murdering her 80-year-old husband, and she's going back to L.A. And what happened at the time is she said that it was an accident. She told the police that it was an accident. She'd been out all day refereeing a tennis match. She got home and the house was locked up, and she said she found her husband unresponsive in bed. She thought he fell down the steps, had a heart attack, and managed to get upstairs to bed. And somehow she talked them into the fact that, oh, gee, what about this coffee cup? And what about this blood in the condo? It doesn't really add up, does it? So now she's facing charges, life in prison. Wow.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The sport and this particular ocean are different than they used to be. These jellyfish are prolific. And you know what? To me, there's no joy in that.
Yeah, there's no joy in it. If you see what she looks like afterwards, man, it is shocking. She looks like she had a facelift gone wrong. Honestly, she looked like a patient from Nip Tuck, that popular series that was on about the two doctors who were plastic surgeons. So you wonder if she's just, she's been denied again. You wonder if she's just going to give up on that or what. And it just reminds us of the things that lurk in the waters after Shark Week and the scaring of, it scared me. Some of the stories about the great whites, although the idea of Shark Week is to say, hey, these are great creatures. Look at all the cool things we've done. We swim with them. We are underneath them in cages. We can coexist. And the whole finning of sharks is destroying certain species of sharks and how dangerous that is to marine life. And I get that, and I understand why they emphasize that. But what do we remember when we see Shark Week? The scary stories about attacks, the scary stories. So it just reminds me of that when you look and you listen to what Diane Nyad said there. That might have been part of the conversation over your backyard fence, but probably the gist of what you're talking about these days is what's going to happen on November 6th and what's happening in this presidential race and in your own nooks and crannies. What's going on there? Who's running? And is there going to be any kind of a change in Washington that you can count on where you're going to get some real content, some real meat? That's what people are hungry for. Tell me what I can expect. Tell me where we're headed because I want to know the specifics. I don't want to know the broad strokes anymore. I don't want the highlight guide. Remember those cheat sheets they used to have? Well, they still have them. The yellow books that would give you the roadmap to whatever book you were had to read for school, and it would give you the highlights. You would have it ahead of time. This is what we get out of D.C. because there's log jam, because there's so many pieces of legislation they're trying to jam through. There's so many amendments to whatever. And you really, it would be 24/7 to keep up with what's happening and what's not happening. So if they just cut half of the bills they're trying to shove through, if they cut them in half and focus on the ones that matter, maybe something happens, and just get deep into it. I mean, get nasty deep, not frivolous nonsense, not the cliff notes. You know, that's what I was the word I was looking for. Don't give us the cliff notes. Give us the whole book. Give us everything, even if it takes a while. And who are the best people to do that, I think, are the ones that we have a better shot with in Washington. That's why there is just this part of me that keeps saying in the back of my head, third party, something eventually different. Anybody younger watching is disinterested in what's happening, because what's in it for them? What are they seeing as their future erodes, Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid on our deficit? So the latest poll, NBC poll, shows that the president is hanging on to a slight lead at this point. Ever so slight. And what does that mean? You know, it depends on who you talk to. Flip a coin at this point, but Obama has a 4-point lead heading into the conventions, and always the conventions give a bump to the people at, you know, at the conventions. Usually the Republicans and the Democrats come out of it and find themselves getting a little bit of the bump in the polls that follow. So Congressman Ryan has given Mitt Romney a little bit of a bump, and maybe this is the reason partially for the change in the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, where you've got for Obama 48% of registered voters, and on the Republican side, Romney and Ryan get 44%. So there's just a little bit of a difference there. Clearly, it's jobs and the economy and where we're headed that are the things that we see as problems that need to be solved, and politicians see as the obstacles to getting elected. Because that's it. That's the difference. It's obstacles for the politicians, and for us, it's what we want to see solved. Because this is our future. This is our in our wallets. They're picking our pockets. And if you're going to pick our pockets, what are we getting for that? What are we going to get in return? And that's key on everyone's mind. Key. 48%. So, not out of the clear. The number they're looking for, the Democrats, is 50% when you're an incumbent. 50, even though it's just a couple points behind, they're looking for 50%, and they have not gotten that. And you got 12 states that we'll be talking about a lot the rest of the way. Next week in, you know, the Republican convention, this is going to be heavy conversation. You have 12 states: Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Wisconsin. Note Wisconsin. In a poll that was taken in Wisconsin of voters, Romney and Ryan just slightly ahead of Obama and Biden. Slightly ahead in one, and Obama leading Romney by just a couple in the other. Very narrow. Very narrow. Much more so than what we saw in June, where in a lot of those states that I just mentioned, you're looking at maybe an 8-point difference between Obama and Romney. So this gives the Republicans some room to maneuver, clearly, at the convention, absolutely, which is part of the reason why they don't want the distraction of Congressman Aiken, who's opened up a whole bunch of controversy over his legitimate rape comment. The timing couldn't be worse, unless he had said this on the night of the convention. You know, if he'd said it next Sunday or Monday, that would be the only thing that would be worse, because it would be on the actual days of the convention. It would have been the hot story heading into it. But it's still going to be part of what's talked about from Tampa, because you've got everybody there in one spot, and there'll be a lot of questions about, you know, what about the What about the comments of Aiken and where is that headed, perhaps in the chambers? Is this, you know, his views on abortion or these things that are going to be stuck futuristically in any kind of legislation? So that's why in moving forward and pushing the ball down the field, it's definitely something that Romney didn't want to happen. Of course, you cannot control all the people who happen to be in the same party and who, by the way, are running too. So Aiken says the only deadline for us is November. November is key. And he does have a few allies, but not very many from the Republican Party. And that means money's not going to be there, so commercials aren't going to be there. Because, you know, $5 million, $10 million, however much ultimately is pulled out of there, it's significant because it's tough to raise all that money at the last second unless he gets a push from some people who decide they're going to back him. And if that happens, maybe he's able to get some kind of an ad out there that tries to turn things around. But it seems, let's put it this way, highly unlikely. The only thing that could change the narrative, I think, in the very beginning of the convention is what happens with this tropical storm Isaac, because it's threatening Tampa. Oh, and if Tampa became ground zero and you were talking about category three or more and you had all those extra people in town, oh, it would just be disastrous. So weather people are watching the storm to see the directions, to see where it's headed. But if you look at a map right now, it's pretty scary. You know, when you see those big giant swirls, you know what I'm talking about. It's almost like if you take a cinnamon roll, you know how it's swirled up, and you plop that against a map. That's what the hurricane looks like, the tropical storm that could turn into the hurricane. But you can't eat this one away. This could eat Florida, and especially it could pass over Tampa. The way, the direction where it looks, it has that shot as it's developing to do that. Because they look at a long-range storm track prediction, and here's the thing: it could be off by maybe hundreds of miles. Let's say that could happen. They have these cool planes. They're called a Hurricane Hunter, and they fly into the system. And they found that tropical storm force winds that were forcing the thunderstorms outside, and that's where they count it and figure out what the long-range prediction is. But with all those people in Tampa and what the plan would be if that storm blows through, they actually, just in case, plan for that, plan for evacuations or what do we have to do and what happens if this, any kind of a storm kicks up that could turn into something disastrous. How do we move all the people? What are we going to do if we're in that situation that's a nonstop party from morning to late in the evening with speakers and all kinds of events spread out all over Tampa, actually, and St. Pete's coming up. Actually, somebody did mention that. We're going to check the snail mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know.
All right, hang on. Lean a little bit to the right as we're making that final turn on America Tonight for this hour anyway. And as promised, I always say, hey, if you hear something on the show or you want to vent about anything, there's a couple of ways you can do that, actually. You can go to the website and download Press 4, then anytime during the day, you can vent. All you have to do is say, America Tonight, vent. That's it. And if you want to vent, that's the way you do it. You can do it daily. How about that? Or you can call the show, of course, always, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or the third way, and the way that this audience, a lot in this audience, really prefer, is you think about it for a while, and then you end up sending me a boatload of emails. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Bobby in New Mexico. Hey, Kay Delaney, red or green? Oh, that's a reference to chili sauce. He's probably heard me talk about that on the air. I used to live in Albuquerque. I'm going to say red, and I'm going to say hot, because when you go there, you get enchiladas or whatever, they'll say red or green, hot, medium, or mild. That New Mexican food is so good. So then he says red or green, and here is the other question. What was Aiken thinking when he made those comments? I don't think he was really thinking about anything, just answering the questions. And when he used the word legitimate in front of rape, he wasn't suggesting that rapes aren't legitimate. He got confused in what he was saying, But I think you've said this a couple of different times. It doesn't matter. Once it's out there, this is one of those things that you just cannot take back. It's not believable. He's either thought of as an idiot or as an extremist who doesn't really understand what rape is and how violent and awful it is for any men or women, by the way, who have gone through it. Think of the guys in prison, and think of the guys also who are in prison who have females in their lives and how they feel about rape in general. So he touched off an emotional response that he just didn't think about. It's much too late. He does need to simply go away. Very well said. He does simply need to go away for the sake of the Republicans, at least in the balance of things in the Senate. If you're a Democrat and you're counting, you know, you're doing the finger counting thing, 1, 2, 3, and you're trying to add up how many Democrats versus Republicans make up the majority in the Senate, that's definitely in play. Missouri is definitely in play. And now I guess it isn't, because unless people get together and they're writing someone in, it seems anyway unlikely that it seems very unlikely that he'll beat Claire McCaskill unless people vote for him and they just don't say that they're voting for him, in other words, and he ends up getting enough to beat her. But we'll say that's November 6th. A lot of time between then and now. Switch to another one. This is Alan listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. Thanks, Alan. Oh, we like Charlie and Ernie and Lisa, all part of the morning show there. We've been on WVMT in Vermont for a very long time. Alan says, Kate, did you see this thing about Joe Biden saying that he's going to be in Tampa trying to rain on the parade of the Republicans? In fact, I saw a quote from Biden earlier in the day, and I thought it was one of his Bidenisms, as you say, where he called the Republicans squealing pigs. Do you think that Biden going to Tampa amounts to much of anything? Well, here's the thing, Alan. The reason for the stumping, because you're free to go, and if you're running, incumbent or not, you know, pick a place, any place, and go and talk to people. So the idea is, sure, go to Tampa and get as many people to listen to you as you can. And that's what the vice president is doing there. He actually had a speech in Minneapolis where he attacked Republicans on Tuesday. And what he was saying, and the pig's remark, was Republicans that are objecting to financial regulations. In fact, I have the quote from the little speech he gave, and he said, over the objections where they sound like squealing pigs over the objections of Mitt Romney and all his allies, we passed some of the toughest Wall Street regulations in history, claiming that Democrats ensured that Wall Street is no longer a casino. So that was what Biden was pushing, and I think that's going to be part of his message. What I get the feeling what the Democrats are doing is, okay, you take these three things, Joe. I'll take the other three things. You pick a few places, you hit them, and get there, and you stick on this script, and I'll stick on the other script, meaning the president will talk about all the other things. And let's just pummel them from both sides on anything. So the whole chains thing and put you all back in chains, remember that? That was just a week ago when he was talking to crowds in Virginia and said, make sure we win North Carolina again. That was the other faux pas. But the chains message, that's kind of gotten lost in the sauce. I guess the good news for Biden, unlike Aiken, that one, the chains thing, had a quick death. It lit up what I call the phone lines, and then poof, it was gone. Thanks to people like Aiken, that's what happens. And, interesting. Be interesting to see the kind of, as to Alan's note, it'd be interesting to see the kind of crowds. There are definitely Democrats, plenty of Democrats in that Tampa St. Pete area. So certainly they'll rally as many people as possible to go out and hear him. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Joe in New Jersey. Oh, Joe in New Jersey. He says, "Hello, America, tonight. I listen to you every single chance I get. Your show has really, really grown on me. I got to be honest, at first I wasn't sure, but now I am definitely sure. You to one." I like that. You to one. And I was wondering, speaking of New Jersey, if you saw the story about the text messaging driver and the lawsuit, the couple that lost their legs when they were hit by a teen who was driving. I did see that story, of course, when it happened. But the thing that's interesting, you know, we talk about texting and how dangerous it is. The kid was driving and texting. So the couple that he hit, they each lost a leg, by the way, when he hit the motorcycle. So they're settling the lawsuit for $500,000. And that's the maximum that the kid, Kyle Best is his name, that's the best that his insurance would cover. So I guess that's why they took it. Because the one guy, it took his leg off above the knee. This happened in 2009, and his wife had to have her leg amputated too. Boy, it makes you wonder about the other side of this, isn't it? Because texting, I mean, this is just wrong what happened here. But the other side of this is motorcycles and how dangerous. Hey, listen, I used to have a boyfriend who had a motorcycle. Who knows what top speeds we hit when we were cruising around in Albuquerque and Santa Fe and some of those open roads or back roads out there. But you have Winona Judd's husband, who just lost his leg in a motorcycle accident, did something to his hand. This thing about the couple, yeah, they were hit, but look what happens, you know, to them. So they still plan, this couple, by the way, still plans to appeal that judge's ruling. And the thing is about his girlfriend, because she sent the text message for which he was replying. They want to go after her, too. So if you send the text message, can you be liable for what happens on the other end, what people are doing on the other end? Boy, that would be a very slippery slope, wouldn't it?
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA Silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.